Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Doug Harsh, talking some Lions here after heavy Tiger talk. If you are a hardcore Tiger fan and you are really like dialed into the trade deadline and the stories today that say don't expect a big move. I'm a little disappointed in that, but I guess wait and see if that's really what happens. I don't want to be hypocritical here because I've talked a lot about being critical of trades that don't take place that we don't even know if they were realistic. Yeah, there you go. But, you know, as we sit here today, if we believe the reporting, which we have two pretty respected beat writers, Cody Stavenhagen and Evan Petzold, saying they're not expecting them to make big moves and they expect them to go after some bullpen arms, then, you know, I mean, it doesn't mean, or bullpen arm, that doesn't mean they can't win. It feels like you need more than that to really make a run at the World Series. Like winning the division is one thing, but really making a run at the World Series? Couldn't they use a bat? Maybe they'll get two bullpen arms. We'll see. All right, so we continue with the football discussion as Dan Campbell spoke today, and I think people always find whatever he has to say interesting because I don't know if we've ever had a Lions team that has captured people's interest as much as these last couple of seasons that saw them go to the NFC Championship game, saw them as the one seed the following year. They come back with many of the same core players, a few additions and a few subtractions. One of the stories that is out there, and it's not, I don't know if it's brewing or percolating, I've called it something to monitor, is Alex Anzalone's contract. He wants a new one. That's pretty clear. He wants to finish his career as a Lion. Also pretty clear. And if he felt like something was pending, I don't know that his behavior leads me to believe he doesn't feel like something's pending. But I don't want to create drama where there isn't any. Dan Campbell was asked about Anzalone today, and here's what he had to say. Kang, what do you make of that?
I make of it like they don't want to make it a big deal, a distraction, which I totally get. My gut says they get something done, but it's, I got to be honest with you, it's not a strong feeling. Yeah. You know, Gator's prodigious gut or whatever he has.
Like he likes to say.
Yeah. Yep. Mine not so big. So, I feel like he's the Chris Spielman of this team, of this generation. So, and you bring that guy back because that's kind of like what you've built this culture on, you know? It kind of an underachiever, people didn't expect, willing to run through a brick wall, do whatever it takes. Mm-hmm. And now it's time to not just reward the guy, but just to keep that heart and soul in your defense. The issue here is, though, if these are just chess pieces, you have Jack Campbell there. You know, it's like I can't ignore the fact that the replacement is in the room and he's pretty good. But I feel like this organization now operates differently. They don't treat you just like chess pieces. They treat you like people. And I think that that's part of why the culture is so good.
Well, here's what we haven't had. I don't remember having a situation like this in the last few years. Right? I mean, and Alex Anzalone has to look around seeing his teammates get paid. And there's a lot of guys that got paid, including one in the same room in Derek Barnes. And a heart and soul guy. I love that he's committed to and wants to end his career in Detroit. But he is getting up there, and sometimes you have to make difficult decisions. And so that's why, you know, this whole thing is my, I'm love to offer a counterpoint. I'm like you. I don't know that it's going to get done, but I suspect it's going to get done. But if, why wouldn't they have said something to him? Why wouldn't they have said, look, this is going to get done. It's going to get done. Maybe that's not good enough. Maybe he just wants it to be done before. You know, and I mean, he's not holding out. He's here. Tweaked what was the story? He tweaked a hamstring during conditioning when Campbell said he crushed conditioning. I don't know. Look, it's,
Yeah, some people say that's a holding in type of move, yep. You know? I mean, because the hamstring is, you can always be like, hey, I'm a little, and you got to be careful with hamstrings. Be like, hey, I feel a little something, so I won't chance it, and you could sit out, but like you said, apparently he did great on the physical conditioning part, right?
I've tried to create a category of something that we're not making it bigger than it is. It's just something to monitor. That's our category. We place this story over in that box, something to monitor. In the meantime, we await to see if there's any more news. So that's what Dan Campbell had to say today, and that's why we brought it up, because Dan Campbell spoke about it. All right, so it feels like every year a guy out of nowhere, you know, makes the roster. You didn't expect Maurice Norris to make it, but he did, or whatever. You know, there's guys that you know, Tom Kennedy or whatever in the past that, you know, kind of come out of nowhere and make this team. And one of the beat writers today asked about a defensive back who's been in this league, played a year in Jacksonville, was on the practice squad last year in Detroit, made some plays in practice. Is the next guy a third-year safety who's got some versatility by the name of Eric Hallett? Here's what Dan Campbell had to say.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
Okay, look, it's early. It's way too early to know. It's way too early to make that call. However, it's not impossible. Hallett could be that dude.
He could definitely be that dude. You know, secondary players always seem to have a hip or a hammy or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. And versatility is big with this staff. And that's I bet you that's a name. You know, maybe I don't want to say unfortunately or whatever, because if he plays his way onto to playing time, that's good for him. But I think due to injury, we're going to hear his name this year.
Probably. All right, so he did go on about a player they really liked. What's his name here? Linebacker Jack Campbell. Here's what Dan Campbell had to say, what he's seeing out of Jack Campbell. You know, I suspect that some of you in the audience think that we played that. I chose to play that because I am such a big Jack Campbell fan, and I am just gratuitously looking for affirmation. You're suspecting that I did that, and you are correct. You won't see if there's an opportunity for Jack Campbell love from the 10 to 2 space. You might hear it. Right here. And that might be... Now, look, seriously, he's an asset. He's, I think, going to be a great player here for a long time. And as you mentioned earlier, if something goes south, which it's not expected to with Anzalone, they have Jack Campbell. They have Derek Barnes. I think they've got one of the best fourth linebackers you can have in the league in Malcolm Rodriguez coming back. So... You know, how many teams have a player that is made as many plays as it feels like Malcolm Rodriguez has made for Detroit, and he's a fourth linebacker, you know? So there's some depth there. There's some depth there. We'll see how it plays out.
No, we joke that you love Jack Campbell, but seriously, they love Jack Campbell. They really do. And I think there was a quote that came out of practice today that they mentioned to Jack, like, hey, this is your defense, you know? So I don't know how that plays for Anzalone. I know in the cut right there, Campbell mentioned Anzalone as well. But they really love Jack Campbell. They have utmost confidence in him getting better this year and continuing to get better, which means more responsibility. And the green dot thing, everyone talks about calling plays, calling out the defense, setting guys up. You know, they want that on his plate. So, I mean, they can interchange Anzalone or Campbell, and then it's better when they're both out there.
248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson, open lines. We got Tiger trade discussion that's been big today with the fact that the two beat writers reporting don't expect a huge move, expect a bullpen arm, but don't count it out, but it doesn't look like they're going to be super aggressive. And their top five prospects are apparently, according to this report, untouchable. Untouchable. Are you in favor with the way they're doing this? Any reaction to the Lions news? Is anybody worried about the Anzalone thing? We all kind of think it's going to work out, right? Right? 248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.